T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So the safest place to use your phone is Pittsburgh and West Dublin, huh?
Well, those are the stations that reported the fewest robberies. They reported zero last year. Now, the places that reported the most is Balboa Park Station in San Francisco, which is on the sleepy side of San Francisco. That was a surprise. It came in, and they had 118. Coliseum over in Oakland, that station had 103. Mission Street Station wasn't much of a surprise with 88. West Oakland, 60. And 16th Street in San Francisco, 81. If you look at the pattern here, you see that there's two cores where you're likely to get your phone or laptop snatched. One is the Oakland core from, let's say, West Oakland to the Coliseum. The other one is the San Francisco core from Embarcadero Powell Street out to Balboa. Those are the most heavily traveled lines, and that's what the thieves take advantage of. Crowded trains, people not paying attention, doors that open and close quickly, and that they can grab, bolt out of, and you go sailing off stunned to another stop while they get away scot-free.
Okay, but you go a little deeper in your piece, Phil, and talked about what happens to the phone after the bad guy grabs it from you.
Well, BART police tell me what they do is, well, often is they'll turn around and grab another train and take it to Civic Center in San Francisco. And it's long we've known and we've seen it. You go by Civic Center, UN Plaza, and it's sort of an ad hoc thieves market down there. It's like a plaza. And over here you have various fences, whether it's bike supplies or shoplifted goods from stores or cell phones. And you can get $300 to $400 for a cell phone. No questions asked, cash up front. And what the thieves do the minute they get off the train is they deactivate the phone, turn it off so it can't be traced. So they're not stupid. They're smart. They also know that if they grab a device that is valued at less than $950, and most are because once you take it out of the store, it drops in values, it's a misdemeanor citation offense as long as the crime doesn't get violent. If it does, that brings it up to a felony. And BART police are making arrests, and they're out in force. That's one of the reasons why they're starting new foot patrols to get on the trains and platforms in these core areas where the cell phones are happening. But it only takes a couple of seconds, and people just get moved. You know, it's interesting. I was on the BART train yesterday, Stan, and I was talking to people, and you could see they were sitting there doing the classic thing. One hand, the cell phone in the palm and going through the text or messages with the thumb, right?
I'm always amazed how people can hold onto the strap with one hand and do everything else with the other hand and the thumb, which is an art that has escaped me so far.
And exactly. But the point is that when you're doing that, when you have one hand on the strap and you're surrounded by people, I asked one guy, I walked up and said, you know, you're a target. You're right by the door. And he goes, yeah, but I'm surrounded by all these people. Nothing's going to happen. And that's exactly when something happens, is when you're not expecting it and when you're surrounded by people. Because remember, you might be surrounded by people, but they're either going out the door or they're going to be on that car with you as it's going 50 miles an hour to the next stop while the thief is going as fast as they can in the other direction.
Film it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.